It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Farmers have always found ways to solve their own problems, whether that's fixing or modifying equipment, building their own solutions, or tinkering with new ways of doing things. So why should digital agriculture be any different? There's a growing open source movement of farmers around the world who are developing their own technologies to solve their problems. Alberta farmer Brian Tischler is one of them.
We seed with a disc type seed drill, and we had GPS in the tractor, but you couldn't see where you went and kind of where you had to go when you were turning around, that sort of thing, to line up the tractor. So there was mapping software and that sort of thing. And we had RTK in the tractor, which is a very precise form of GPS. And I thought, well, how about I learn what GPS is? I knew nothing about it. So I just started learning and just started programming in C#. I hadn't ever programmed in C# before. It was, you know, a more modern language. And I was able to take that information and put it in a Windows program. And I had other experience from gaming with using OpenGL, which is a graphics package. So I just had a little thingy on the screen and it mapped where I had been. And so now we can see where we had seeded.
Tune in tomorrow to find out more about open source ag technology. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich with your Farm of the Future report.